This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
This is what we affectionately call the hump of the hump. Holly came up with that. It is the hump hour of the hump day show of Lori and Julia.
And Julia and I, are over here just humping.
Okay, good. I was going to refrain from saying it this hour, but you did. So good. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, you know it.
All right. Something that made me very happy. I was like so happy for Robin Roberts that she got to do a fun assignment.
Because I was too.
There's Lara every day in the Hamptons with her dogs on her lap, just working 10 minutes a day.
Doing the, what is it even called? The Pulse or something. So we're talking about Good Morning America, right? Because Michael Strahan's working his butt off over time. Gio Benito is always traveling. George Snuffleupagus is working. Yeah. Robin is working all the time. And then Lara is at home. She hasn't had to leave her little Hampton bubble since any of this has started.
That's right. And I was just like, good for you, Robin Roberts. She got sent to Dollywood.
It looked fun.
To meet with Dolly. And here's a little audio from GMA.
You want the one with it from the employees and stuff or the one with from Dolly?
Let's start with the employees.
Okay.
Known for its stunning seasonal festivals, live music, and rock and roller coasters, this 150-acre theme park is as unique and charming as its namesake owner. Welcome to Dollywood. The idea? A small-town girl wanted to share her Tennessee mountain home with the world.
No matter where I go, I always take my family and the Smoky Mountains with me.
35 years later, the Dollywood family is stronger than ever.
I'm Joey Buck. I'm the chaplain here.
For over 10 years, Buck has served as the company's chaplain, leading services every Sunday and catering to the employees' spiritual needs, especially a year after a global pandemic that tested the faith of many.
That's what families do, is you stand beside each other when times are difficult, when times are good.
And Julie Collins couldn't agree more. The first woman engineer who runs the Dollywood Express says the staff that she considers family is always there for one another to lend a helping hand.
I do believe that everything opening back up and everybody coming back here on park is a good inspiration for everyone.
Who doesn't want to work with Dolly?
That's so true. Our friend Neil has been to Dollywood.
Yes.
I don't know how far it is from Nashville.
I was just looking that up.
Is it reference? If it's like what?
Pigeon Forge.
Yeah, Pigeon Forge. But he said it is amazing.
Well, it's about 3 hours.
It looks like three hours. Well, the thing about
it, Asheville.
The thing about it is Dolly Parton is not the CEO of Dollywood. She licensed her name. It's owned by the Hershen Family Entertainment, which also owns SeaWorld and 20 other theme parks in the United States. But she sits on the board.
Yes.
And so, like you said, Lori, it was called Silver Dollar Park in 1976.
Silver Dollar City.
And then they rebranded it Dollywood in 1986.
Well, here's Robin Roberts catching up with Dolly, and they're sitting under the gazebo, and it's raining like crazy at Dollywood today. But the flowers, and I had no idea. I think Neil might have told us that they do these.
This area looks beautiful.
Beautiful. So here we go.
It is good to see you, Dolly.
Well, it's good to see you. Glad to have you here. We got a lot to talk about later.
We sure do. We got, look at these folks that are out here under the umbrella sky that we have. Dolly Parton, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's really raining. But we got sunshine with all of them, right?
We do. It's
and
not dampening
you.
Our spirits at all. I have to say, I know this is your first time back to Dollywood in quite some time.
Yes.
Really before the pandemic. What was it like coming back?
Well, it was so exciting to see people out and where we could actually get out and be
fairly normal again.
Right.
But just being able to get back with the fans and the people and my group here that works at Dollywood that have done such a great job all through the pandemic. So just getting to come home, mm-hmm. it feels good.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that.
Yeah, we
because
are.
It's really like a family here and how they really have helped in a great deal. And it is the Flower and Food Festival. That floral arrangement or caricature of your mama?
Yeah.
In the park?
So in the coat of many colors,
yes.
Everything's built of flowers and even the quilt and all of her little things, her hair, the face. It's amazing. We've got so many wonderful things to talk about and to show.
Well, see, the rain is going to help the flowers, right? Did you bring that along?
I didn't want it to rain on you, to be honest. But I think it's so funny. We were always planning to be here, even in sunny weather, under the umbrella sky, as we call it. And today it's pouring rain and all our fans that are out there, they've kind of got a little umbrella over their head.
Yeah, it's
perfect.
Of
course, we got a gazebo here, so.
You are the best. And don't worry, Dolly will be singing as well, live.
So it is about 45 minutes out of Knoxville and about 20 minutes out of Gatlinburg.
Okay, yeah. So it's like you got
to... My mom and Auntie Catherine went and were trying to get it around in this area.
Yeah,
when they went on the big trip.
So it's not... You don't combine it with Nashville unless
you have a lot of time. So they have... The one thing that's like striking me about this, you know, they have places for your dogs to go. They've got different, you know, rides and everything. Dolly won't go on any rides because she's afraid to ride on a school bus.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have recycling bins because in that county, they're like the premier in the country for recycling. They do something special. But here's the thing that got me. At the Spotlight Bakery mm-hmm. on site, mm-hmm. they have a 25-pound apple pie.
Oh, wow.
I want it delivered right now with vanilla bean ice cream. Oh my gosh. When's the last time you had a piece of apple pie?
It has been a while.
Oh, I just had a piece.
Did you wear?
Yeah. I bought Casey when I was up in Duluth at this little Adolph's meat market where I always stuff for him. They sell these little individual apple or blueberry pies. They're just like they're in a box like this.
Yeah.
They come from someplace in Wisconsin.
Yum.
I don't know if it's the I don't think it's the Kringle Bakery, but it's some kind of, you know.
It looks lovely.
And
it sounds good.
It's a delicious thing. He's always quite happy with his little
pie sounds
apple pie.
So good.
Do you want me to see if DoorDash or somebody?
No,
I wish
Rocco,
at
don't
some point.
No,
but at some point we have a DoorDash card. Didn't we all get one?
Yeah, we all got
for $25. I don't know how to use it.
I've tried, and so has Casey.
See,
and
see?
It is a pain in the butt.
I actually got some DoorDash or something delivered the other night from Revival Fried Chicken. It was pretty good. And
but
it wasn't
you know
too
how
hard.
To why is it hard for you guys to use?
It was like in the ordering process. And then Casey was just like, why can't I just Revival and go and pick it up?
Right.
And then, you know, they can make more money and it's not that far. I mean, he just was like the grief to dollar ratio for the $25. He was just like, I'm going to give it to somebody who.
Give it to a kid who knows how to use it.
Basically,
that's the thing. I think if I find mine, it's going to a kid. I don't know where it is.
One of your kids.
Yeah. And just have them do it.
Figure it out. I mean, I could have figured it out, but it was just like.
Do you have the app, Rocco?
Yeah.
See, you have to have an app for everything. And you guys don't like to download apps.
No, but I mean, I was just like, every place that we kind of were like, now I'm so sick of takeout. I want to go out.
Same. No, yeah, I can't tell you how nice it was to sit in that bar and restaurant last night.
So I'm done with all of that. And I just want to go to my restaurants.
Yeah.
I like.
It's quite lovely.
Yes.
It's quite lovely to go to a restaurant. Rocco, have you sat inside yet?
Not too much.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
nice. We still got to, you know, my kid can't be vaccinated, so we're still a little nervous about around him, but maybe one of these nights my wife and I'll get a date night out or something.
Right.
Yeah. There you
oh
go.
Oh my gosh. But Dollywood, it looks absolutely
it looks
lovely.
It's darling, doesn't
yes.
it? It just looks like the cutest. It almost has a homey.
It does have a homey
flavor to it, you know, in the way that I kind of like how Valley Fair is kind of a
homey
little park for. It's not that big.
It isn't that big for Minnesota, right.
And it's kind of quaint and cute.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah,
no. All right.
All right, listen, we come back. It's time for Random Thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right, people. There's just a couple of things that we have to talk about today.
Just a couple?
Just a couple.
Unusual.
I just found a headline that I wanted to send to you, Lori, and I sent it to Lindsay, a different person in our business, in our building, and it has to do with penises and erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
And so I'm just trying to cover my butt on this one right now, and I'm like, oh, I've got to talk now. But anyway, Lindsay, I'm sorry that you got that pornographic email from me.
It was good working with you, Julia.
And right. I mean, I'll see you guys later. My goodness, that is what I just did. Okay, it's... I'm so embarrassed. It's pretty bad. So it says study finds virility. The virus COVID found in penile tissue may even lead to erectile dysfunction. So she's getting that.
Yeah.
In the newsroom. Well,
that's not too pornographic.
You don't think so? Okay.
They might be able to figure out a way to work it in the news.
All right. Well, I apologize and said it was for you. Okay, so today's International Limerick Day. Now, when we're talking about a limerick, there's a theme. You know, the first line has, it's five lines. The first line has to rhyme the second line. The third two middle ones have to rhyme, and then the first two have to rhyme with the fifth one. Well, here's
There once was an old man in Nantucket.
Well, hickory dickory dock. The mouse runs up the clock. The clock's run the bark. They're done. Hickory dickory dock. Okay, but here's a couple of them. Here's a couple that
don't do the Nantucket one.
No, yeah, I'm not.
You know that one.
Yes. I know, but here's like a tongue twister in a limerick. Okay, and it's Odin Nash wrote it. Okay,
Ogden.
Yeah, him too. I read the G and the D separate. My dyslexia is coming on hard lately, people. I'm sorry. Okay, a flea and a fly and a flu. We're in prison, so what could they do? Said the fly, let us flee. Let us fly, said the flea. So they flew through a flaw in the flue.
That's pretty good.
And I did not misread one word in that.
No.
You did all right.
Good. All right. So there is a little limerick. For people, you know, today's the day. If you feel like you need to do something. There was a young lady named Alice who was known to have peed in a chalice. 'Twas the common belief it was done for relief and not out of Protestant malice.
You know,
when the Catholics and the Protestants didn't get along way back when, back in the day. Okay.
Yeah, there once was a man in Nantucket. It leads to a lot of good things.
It does.
Because of what rhymes with bucket.
Yes.
And so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so on.
And so on. And anywho, mm-hmm. It says to the guy, good news, Connie Shaver sent us a nice email this morning to everybody, I think, in the Twin Cities, that the Twin Cities Jazz Festival is going to return June 24th through 27th at Crooners and at the Dakota. Crooners has the two tents, mm-hmm. You know, so it's going to be there, but temporarily. Jazz Fest looks forward to returning to St. Paul and Mears Park tentatively in mid-September 2021. So you're going to be able to, if people want to do it, the list,
September,
you know,
is going to be busy.
Who's going to be able to work in September?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, there is so much going on every night of the week. I feel like that is D-Day.
It's the new July.
It is.
For this year.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the music stuff is getting pushed to September and October because people aren't back up to touring schedules and people can't figure out how to make a festival work, like maybe in June or July,
right?
Because there's not enough acts touring,
right? Like Summerfest, we learned in Milwaukee is in September for over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The Jazz Festival is in September,
October
mm-hmm. over 2 weekends. But anyway, that's good news. So if you want to get in on that, tickets are available for that. And AARP Minnesota has been sponsoring for 14 months the virtual City Jazz concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank them for doing all of that. All of that is just going now.
Did you hear back from Lindsay yet?
Oh, I'm not looking. I'm trying to focus on my job.
Random thoughts to do. She's got ADD. She can't do.
That's true. Sorry.
Like that.
Oh, undeliverable.
Oh, there.
Yes.
Lindsay Brown. Does she not work here anymore?
Yeah, she doesn't work in the building anymore.
Oh my gosh, I love undeliverable.
It's a Limerick Day miracle.
Yeah.
Both of the things I sent her. All right, that worked out good. This is something that I thought, so we're talking about road trips, you know, we're just talking about Dollywood and that beautiful Smoky, the Blue Mountain range and everything. And I know my mom and my Auntie Catherine went there before my mom had her stroke, and your dad has traveled around that area.
My dad's been on his motorcycle through
And he says it's just beautiful. Well, if you want to plan a family trip, so they're saying before you get sick of your family on a family trip, and you're all in the car together, it takes 3 hours and 46 minutes, so you absolutely can't stand each other. Mm-hmm. Can't even make it to Ely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 3 hours and 46 minutes.
Well, yeah, because someone definitely is hungry or has to go to the bathroom. Although I've stopped twice already on that trip.
Same. And if I'm driving, maybe even three times.
Yeah.
Because I can.
Mm-hmm.
That was always such a freedom when I wasn't a passenger anymore. But if you're with friends, you can last 4 hours and 23 minutes. Okay. So you can go a little longer.
Yeah.
But what they're saying is the best in the past, May has been voted the best month for road trips, followed by June because May isn't hot yet. And June isn't quite as hot as July and August. But the best is 4.5 days for a road trip. That feels like a good amount of time. I love this one. This is a study of Dollywood.
Okay.
But it actually was done. And researchers actually sat people down and did this. So booze literally brings us together about an inch closer every few minutes.
Oh, God.
I know. It's a study of that.
Yeah,
so they did the study at the University of Illinois, and they found out when people drank water, they more or less stayed the same distance away from each other the whole time.
That's why the bars had to close.
I know.
With the COVID.
Mm-hmm. But once they started drinking alcohol, they moved about an inch closer every 7 to 8 minutes.
Yeah, closer and closer and closer. Until you're nose to nose screaming at each other.
Basically. And they did it in a lab setting without music or other people even around. But the effect of alcohol is just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And then when you're drinking and you know each other, you're on each other's laps.
Yeah.
It just... there's no separating you from that. Chick-fil-A.
Gosh.
They're having supply chain issues, people.
Get in line.
Get in line with the gas stations on the East Coast who are not going to play.
How about that? The cyber attack.
The ransom. Jeez. They're not paying.
Jeez.
People, we need paper. We need typewriters still. We need fax machines still.
Well,
I mean, everything is connected. But if you are going to the Chick restaurant,
Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. Customers are limited to one sauce per entry. Can you imagine going to Taco Bell and only being allowed one
taco sauce?
Do you ever drive by the Chick-fil-A at Harmar? There's usually...
it's
8 cars deep and double two lines.
Yeah. They're building one on a very busy corner in my neighborhood.
People are passionate about their chicken sandwiches.
And yeah, meanwhile, there's a KFC across the road that nobody's in line for.
I trust none of it. I trust none of
Lori,
it.
Lori, you should see.
I believe it's all pulverized chicken bits and bibbles.
Well, we had a taste test when you were gone last time. Rocco went... went to all of them, and we came in here and we taste tested, and there is something to be said.
It was pretty good.
And KFC had a good one too.
Yeah. And we had Popeyes.
And it wasn't suspicious looking chicken.
We don't care. You have to, if you're going to order a chicken sandwich at a fast food restaurant, you go and you just
trust.
It's the honor system. I believe this tastes something like chicken. It was a part of chicken at some point in its former life.
I was traumatized by Banquet box chicken when I was in high school after my parents got divorced.
God, I love those.
I lay all the blame of my fear of chicken from that experience.
Rocco, do you remember?
Plus chicken McNuggets when they first came out were kind of tendon-y.
They were. I want to ask you something, Rocco. Do you remember the main ingredient in a marshmallow?
Animal fat or something?
It was worse.
Animal bones or something?
Mm-hmm.
Marrow?
No, we can't eat marshmallows anymore, Lori. They have something really scary in them, which is really depressing. What's happening with the traffic, Holly?
Oh, my goodness. Well, marshmallows have gelatin in them.
That's it.
Yeah, and gelatin is made from parts
of chicken or something, or wieners.
No.
Horse hooves.
Wieners.
What is it made of?
Okay.
What's it made from?
Oh, not wieners.
All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's Lori and Julia. This is My Talk 107.1. Now, this is a first for us. And because it's going to be such an epic event this year, we wanted to get right to the source. We have Mary Valine with us. And Mary is heading up the Twin Cities Auto Show that is happening. She's the director of the auto show. And it's happening for the very first time ever outdoors at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds starting
this weekend
on Saturday. So, Mary, welcome.
Thank you very much. Excited to be here.
Well, we're excited because not only do people get to go back to the state fairgrounds, they get state fair food and they get to see the auto, all the cool cars and everything.
Has this always been at the convention center or something?
It has. It has been at the convention center. This is our first time ever outdoors and at the fair.
Okay, so tell us what people can expect.
You can expect a lot of fun. This event has come together so well. So we are so excited. We've got some great free parking. Everyone loves free parking.
Right. Yes.
We have amazing food vendors open up. You can expect some of that fair fun. And then we've got all the new cars back. So we've got a great display of new vehicles, but we've really embraced the fairgrounds and we've turned a lot of the blocks that you see at the fairgrounds into what we call neighborhoods. So we have a lifestyle neighborhood with all the classic cars and car clubs and some of those cool cars that we don't always have room for at the convention center. We have an outdoor neighborhood. So, you know, Minnesota loves trucks. About 87% of our sales are trucks, SUVs, or crossovers. And a lot of that is because Minnesota loves to be outdoors. So we've got a lot of RVs paired up with trucks. We've got boats. We've got ATVs, all that fun stuff. We've got some tracks. We've never had the ability to have moving tracks and demonstrating how trucks perform and their articulation and how they can perform for you. So you can expect a lot of fair fun, but, you know, with the auto show. So it's time to get out, Minnesota. we wanted to have fun with it.
Well, like you said, I mean, I'm just looking at...
We both know people who go to this every year. And to me, it sounds like, I mean, it could be like you guys might not ever go back away from the fair after you experience this. You guys might really like it.
Yes. Well, we're coming off of a year where I never say never anymore.
Right. 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 And it's so...
Because you also have all the good... You've got so many good vendors. All the food, you know, Ballpark Cafe and Lulu's and Mancini's and fresh French fries and Blue Moon Dine. I mean, it's like it's so much of the good... a lot of the fair is open, it seems like.
Yes, and you can get a pickle on a stick. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on a stick around here too right now.
Right.
It is so much bigger than what you would be able to do at the convention center because I'm looking, you have mini campers, you have all the different, you know, watercraft things going on. So you're combining so many different fun things with the classic cars, the monster trucks. This sounds like
fun
to me.
Do you have a convertible alley?
Lori, we're going to try to stump you.
Convertible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. You want me to? Well, convertible alley. That's a great idea. You just gave me next year's feature attraction.
Yes. There you go. I mean,
we have a luxury lane.
I'm looking.
Needy thinking of.
Okay.
That's all the fun stuff. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's really cute how you've done this with the neighborhoods, the luxury lane and the electric vehicle neighborhood and the fun neighborhood for kids. So you have stuff for kids and you have stuff for everybody. How much does it cost?
Well, it's $15 if you buy tickets now, and that's adults 16 and up.
Okay.
Teens, we've got an all-new low price for 11 to 15. It's $5.
Oh, okay.
And then children 10 and under are free. And like you said, we completely welcome families and encourage families to come. We've dedicated an entire block here to family fun and set up some swing sets and play systems and trampolines and bouncy houses. And then I would be remiss if I didn't say we even have a parade every day at 2:00.
I saw that.
Definitely a family event.
What's going to be in the parade?
You know, every day has a different theme. So we've got just an enthusiast parade the first time. So it's going to have some of these radical cars like an R8 or, you know, some of the fancy cars that you see on the roads. On Military Day, we have a military-themed parade. So the National Guard is bringing out some vehicles that are currently being used, and we've got some classics that have been retired. But on Sunday, it's dedicated to Mustangs, and another day is dedicated to Camaros and muscle cars. So really quite a variety. We're excited about it. And then we've got Grand Marshals and some mascots. So check out the website for those fun parade days.
Mary, is the show this weekend and next weekend? Is it like a Friday, it Saturday, is. Sunday, or what is the show dates?
Oh, no, we have way too much fun to just do the weekend.
Okay.
We are open on Saturday the 15th all the way through the 23rd.
Okay.
So we are a weekday event as
okay,
well.
Okay, cool.
And you save $5 by getting your tickets online in advance, and then there are some other days with discounts available.
Correct.
That people can just go to your website, TwinCitiesAutoShow.com. This sounds like fun. I bet it's going to be a big thing because it's kind of like the first big outdoor event that combines kind of food and fair and family fun and cars and stuff for people to buy and look at and kick their wheels around. It really sounds cool.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what we're excited about, too. We've got huge footprint here so people can socially distance and still have a great time with their friends and get out. It's about time, right?
Yeah, and then you can just park right at the fairgrounds for free. So that's nice.
And it's
and people should
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say people should know that we do only have one entrance and one exit, and that's at gate 16, which is in the northwest corner of the fairgrounds.
Okay, what is give us
it's the Metro bus entrance.
Oh, okay, the big where the blue barn is.
That's but there are thousands of parking spots, so it's not just for Metro this week, it's for everybody. But just do plan your trips accordingly.
Yeah.
I think it's you're not be
that
so
front
busy.
It's not that front parking lot. It's back at the where the buses let you off now. So kind of off of
Como and Snelling are both closed. So go to the Robin lot, northwest corner. And you can get there off of Snelling and Hoyt. You'll head west on Hoyt Avenue, and it'll take you right to the parking lot.
Yeah, it's kind of like the parking lot behind the grandstand.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. This is so exciting. Well, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for being on, you know, with us today and telling us all about it. And I know that you're going to have a great event.
Yes. Thank you very much. We are excited, and we look forward to seeing you all out at the auto show.
I think it sounds like fun. Thanks, Mary, for your time, and TwinCityAutoShow.com for your tickets. All right, so, Lorene.
I've got...
I'm hungry.
You are? Well, you've been hungry since we started. You started with apple pie, and now you wish...
cookies and Prano Puffs.
Right.
With a brief stop at Chick-fil-A.
That's right, Chick-fil-A. The deliciousness of that.
I love that place.
Okay, so I've got the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I listened to the taglines for the ladies.
Oh, Beverly Hills. Okay, what are...
Because that's coming starting next week.
Oh, wow.
Erica Jane's... is this. The strongest substance on earth isn't diamonds. It's the Fifth Amendment.
Okay.
That's what I want it to be. That's not what it is.
Because that's very long.
Yeah. The strongest substance on earth isn't diamonds. It's me. That's Erica's. But okay. I mean,
it should be the Fifth Amendment.
It should be the Fifth
Amendment.
Because
she's in so much legal problems. So we're going to hear about all that this year. I like yours better, Lori.
Thank you.
Okay, what's our next one?
Lisa Rinna, because she's got a lip product. So it's got to be, my lips are legendary and they will never gloss over the truth. You know, these ladies have people helping them with these.
But she does. Her lips are legendary. She
and
was one of the first
lip
ladies. Yes, she does. You have it.
I do, but you also had it. I shared that lip pack with you, and you promptly lost the gloss, and you proclaimed it not sticky. That's all I remember.
I gave
you the good gloss.
I don't even know where it is.
And you lost it immediately and declared it terrible.
Okay. But we try it again. Okay.
Now, poor Dorit. You know she had input.
Okay, but first of all, she doesn't look like Dorit.
Well, Madonna doesn't look like Madonna. So
Cher doesn't look like Cher 1972 either.
Right. The grass is green and the sky is blue. And Dorit, like many a Hollywood woman,
she really doesn't.
Has done something. Listen to her in the off season. Yeah, listen to her sad. Dress like there's no tomorrow. And then tomorrow. Do it. exquisite derriere. I mean, okay, that doesn't even make sense. Right?
That doesn't make sense.
I mean, I know Dorit has a banging body and she loves to use a French word here and there.
She does have a banging body, but that doesn't make sense.
Is a lovely word, but does any of that make sense?
No.
So she got her way on that. And then Crystal Kung, who's a new housewife,
yes.
Hers is Hollywood is full of pretenders and I slay them all.
That's not bad.
And then Kyle's had the same one forever. This town is a game of chess, but no one's taken this queen down. They added chess. She's always referenced as the queen since Lisa Vanderpump
is gone. Yeah. All right.
Okay, here's a little more bad news for Prince Charles before we get to Hollywood speak. So, you know, how season 4 of The Crown was so devastating for him and Camilla. And now people in England and all over the world, they're like, wow, that Charles was such a dog.
He was a dog.
He was a dog and he was so jealous of his wife, you know, because he's a pouty king to be.
Right.
Anyway, The Crown season 5, Peter Morgan has let, we've been told. So Elizabeth Debicki is going to play Princess Diana in season 5 and 6. So
is she different than the one that played her?
Emma Corrin was the 20-something Diana. Now, Elizabeth Debicki, who we know from The Night Manager.
Oh, yes, we do. She was lovely at that.
And she's going to play the 30-something girl.
Okay.
She is going to be, they're going to be recreating the BBC interview in 1995 in which Diana famously stated, there were 3 of us in this marriage, so it was a bit crowded.
Oh, dear.
So
oh, he's going to hate that.
The drama will continue on The Crown.
Yes, he's going to hate that.
All right, listen, when we come back, we're going to Hollywood speak. A-Rod's response when asked about Bennifer 2.0.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
All right, Julia, someone had the nerve to ask Alex Rodriguez how he felt about Bennifer 2.0 or
his ex-fiance just broke up with like 2 weeks ago dating another man already.
Yeah.
What
he replied, go Yankees. Which I gotta say is pretty good.
I think so.
That's
too bad he didn't say go Timberwolves.
Right, right. But he said go Yankees, which of course, you know, he's in on it.
Yeah.
I kinda like it's the first time I've ever liked A-Rod.
Oh, don't.
With that response.
Right.
Just, it kind of cracked me up. You know, it's like if the Beverly Hills, the writers on that show would have included the Fifth Amendment somehow.
That would have been funny.
Erica's tagline.
She wouldn't let him.
I know, but that would have been really classic. Okay. Tristan Thompson's alleged side chick, Sydney Chase, who got served with cease and desist letters from Marty Singer, has hired Gloria Allred, everybody.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow is right.
Wow.
Yeah. Julia, what's the Hollywood speak on that? I think you're going to be able to tell me this one.
Well, she's got more stuff. She's got more stuff to say.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, why are they telling her that she can't say what happened? She's not part of. I really do think that they're trying to stop her from saying everything and apologize and do everything. I mean, Chloe can't stand this.
Well, Chloe, Gloria Allred basically made anyone who's about to hear this will make your day because this is what Gloria said. She basically asked Chloe to slip into her DMs and get the tea. She said, Chloe Kardashian is welcome to attend. We believe that the truth will emerge through this process. When we conclude our investigation, we will then advise Sydney regarding her legal options. And apparently, Sydney has receipts. And Marty Singer was just trying to intimidate her into shutting up.
And she's like, leave me alone.
But anyway, she refused to be. Sydney does not want to be slandered anymore.
I would agree. She didn't. Yeah.
And she you know, when you hire Gloria Allred,
you're serious.
Are we ever going to see the peekaboo picture?
I don't want to see the peekaboo.
All right, fine. That's some legal heat that Sydney has.
Yes, I would say.
And Gloria wouldn't take the case if she didn't have receipts. So I think Chloe and Tristan are going to be signing a settlement, and Sydney will sing no more.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be an NDA.
Yeah, I like that.
We've totally believed Sydney from day one.
Well, from day one.
Chloe needs to cut her losses with Tristan.
Yeah, I know.
Give up this fantasy of that this guy is your guy.
I know.
He's really not. Unless you don't mind a guy who's got a lot of, you know, side chick situation. I mean, you know, if you don't mind having a sketchy situation with a sketchy dude who might be hanging on your coattails for maybe you'll be a billionaire one day.
She will be.
You know?
She will be.
Okay, so Armie Hammer, here's the headline, is dating a dental hygienist on Grand Cayman Island.
Well.
Woo! She's got access to nitrous oxide.
Well, I was just going to say.
And hoses.
Yeah, and drills.
Yeah, and drills.
And things that he likes.
That's right.
Plaque removal tools. Think of all the fun things. Little saws for teeth.
Mm-mm.
You know, little things to have in his arsenal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, a woman that Gloria Allred is representing, a woman who Armie Hammer, she's accusing him of raping her.
Oh, geez.
That's another one of Gloria's. I would like to know, you know, I bet he's charming in the beginning and then he love bombs you.
I bet you're
in
right.
In the middle.
I bet you're right.
And then acts like a desperate wreck when you're ready to walk away from him.
I believe you.
Anyway, that just headline made me laugh. I hope this dental hygienist gets out while the getting is good. Okay, Travis Barker got a goop candle that smells like Kourtney Kardashian's orgasm. I kid you not. Here it is, Julia.
I know. If someone wants to come to me as a candle maker, I can print these labels. I know how to print labels now. So I could make up my own business and I could, this smells like Lori's orgasm. This smells like.
There's no reason for this candle.
No.
And he did a thing with goop. And the bad thing is that he didn't at least say, this smells like Kourtney's poosh, which is Kourtney's sad, pathetic goop like website called poosh. That would have at least given her some funny traction.
Yeah, it would. But this, no, I don't have any reason.
It's just making everyone uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable with all these smelling candles.
Yeah.
I like some, you know.
I mean, what's he going to do next? Get a replica of her vagina? And a
he is really over it. He is trying too hard.
He is.
He's trying too hard.
I'll tell you why.
Over the flowers. The flowers were way overdone. I mean, he is trying too hard.
I'll tell you what. They were dominating the love cycle until Bennifer 2.0.
So now they have to up their thing.
Well, they're not happy that they're not the most clicked on. Neither one of them.
Jeez.
But it really, the unholy union of a Kardashian and goop, because this is a goop candle, special label ordered. But he really should have said, this smells like Kourtney Kardashian's.
Poosh. I like your idea better because her brand.
Because at least it's a brand.
I know, that's stupid. I just, if Casey came home with a candle that smelled like your vag that he had done on Goop and they special custom labeled it, I mean, what do you do with that? I mean, what do you, thanks. I've always wanted one of these.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, how do you even react?
Right.
It's like getting a bathrobe, Lori, when you're 36 years old from your lover for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, made out of flannel with footies.
Right.
How do you react to someone, honey, I've got you something that I thought, I'm so thoughtful of that I thought you'd always want. And it's a candle with a label and the label says, this smells like your vagina.
Yeah.
What? How does one react to that? I just am stopped and I wouldn't know what to do.
You two are grossing out the world.
I mean, really?
Think of their kids.
What do you do with that candle?
Think of their kids.
And you know when you don't light a candle and you don't have a cleaning lady feather dusting out the tops of all your candles at all times? Because I've got a candle.
Why don't you keep the lid on it?
Well, that one doesn't have a lid. A lot of candles don't come with the lids. They're open air candles and they collect dust in the wax.
I see what you're saying.
So now what do? You've got a vag that's got a dusty covering.
It's a dusty orgasm candle.
A vag that has a dusty covering. That's a line for all time for the show.
What do you do with this gift?
I mean,
yeah,
it is just like the
craziest.
Would
you guys like me? Your best friend is over. Would you like to smell my orgasm?
Yeah, let's light up her orgasm scent. I mean, it is not a good thing. I am disgusted. And then, why this candle bad smell thing is going?
Kim will say to her, Courtney, I've been in the eucalyptus forest, and your orgasm does not smell like a eucalyptus tree.
Right.
I hope it smells like juniper berries or something.
It even had the crap that's in it, and I'm just like, really?
Oh, I know.
Really?
Oh, good. I'm glad.
There's going to be.
We got you worked up about that
Well,
one.
Serious. Get a life, people. All right, we'll be back.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.